In this bulletin, Labor calls for discrimination against gay teachers to be banned, doctors campaign for the removal of children from the RU, and a new report reveals the extent of gay conversion therapy in Australia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The federal opposition will attempt to remove laws that allow religious schools to discriminate against gay teachers. Parliament will this week remove the power of faith-based schools to turn away students on the basis of their sexuality. But Labor leader Bill Shorten wants to extend this further by scrapping the ability of religious schools to hire and fire staff based on their sexual orientation, gender identity, or relationship status. Liberal Party candidate for Wentworth, Dave Sharma, supports the idea.
Look, I'm fundamentally opposed to discrimination in schools for pupils or for teachers on the basis of sexual orientation, gender, or really anything else for that matter.
Meantime, Independent Senator Darren Hinch has demanded the federal government refuse to fund any religious school which discriminates against gay students or teachers. Senator Hinch says he wants to see any school that engages in discrimination on the basis of sexuality denied charity tax concessions.
The fact that taxpayers' money is going to fund these schools is wrong. And that is why I've called on the government that they should work with the states and territories to achieve consistency in anti-discrimination laws, that they should, and I believe this passionately, they should withhold federal funding to any school which engages in discrimination against teachers or students on the basis of their sexual orientation.
The Australian Medical Association is calling on the government to have children in detention on Nauru immediately removed from the island. The AMA has been lobbying the government to change policy on Nauru, but just last month, Prime Minister Scott Morrison rebuffed a plea from the Peak Doctors Association. AMA paediatric representative Dr. Paul Bowert, who's treated patients on Nauru, says it's a sad situation that could be easily avoided.
The thing is, with the children on Nauru, this is deliberate Australian government policy to keep them there, and this is deliberate policy which is causing suffering, serious suffering. And I firmly believe from the cases that I've assess that it's a miracle that we haven't had a death already.
The Greens have attacked the federal government's stance on climate change, warning its energy policies will kill people. They're responding to the Coalition's decision not to continue with the renewable energy target when it lapses in 2020. Former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has also sparked controversy by declaring the $4.5 billion designated for the Snowy Mountains hydroelectric scheme would be better off spent on new coal-fired power stations. Deputy Greens leader Adam Bandt says the Coalition is leading the country towards death and destruction.
The Coalition's increasingly isolated on the world stage, but Australia is one of the countries that's going to be the worst hit by climate change, and the Morrison government seems to not care how many people will die as a result of its policies.
A new report reveals religious so-called conversion therapy for gays and lesbians still exists in Australia and says it's causing trauma and grief for victims. It comes amid a discussion about religious freedom and how far freedom of religion should go. The report by La Trobe University and the Human Rights Law Centre estimates up to 10% of LGBTIQ+ Australians are still exposed to conversion therapy. The Law Centre's Director of Legal Advocacy, Anna Brown, says it's happening away from the attention of many Australians. Ms Brown says Australia has been proactive in moving to ban the practice, but more must be done.
Compared to jurisdictions across the world, Australia already has some protections against conversion therapy, but we need to have stronger laws as well as education, awareness raising and support for survivors.
Socceroos playmaker Tom Rogic is looking forward to a more attacking style of football under new coach Graham Arnold. Australia takes on Kuwait in a friendly tomorrow morning in what will be Arnold's first competitive game as coach. The match is the first of three friendlies ahead of the Asian Cup in January. Arnold will use the three matches to help determine his squad for the tournament. Rokic says he's looking forward to having more creativity on the pitch.
Yeah, it's great. It's it's very positive, and as an attacking player, it's exciting at the prospect of what we can achieve. So, there's definitely freedom for all attacking players, as I said, which is exciting and something very much looking forward to.
And now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 26 degrees. Adelaide, showers 18. Melbourne, a shower or two and 23. Hobart, partly cloudy, 26. Canberra, a possible shower, 24. Wollongong, a few showers, 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 22. Newcastle, more showers, 23. Brisbane, a shower or two and 25. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.